Today's audio cast for Monday, January 15th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. The four-day U.S. Sport Aviation Expo at the Sebring, Florida Regional Airport ended Sunday, and this, the third year of the show, drew record crowds and about 120 exhibitors. More than 100 aircraft were displayed, and probably half that many were available for demo flying. Attendees ogled over the many fixed wings, trikes, powered parachutes, motor gliders, and gyroplanes on display. But the undisputed star of the show was the proof-of-concept Cessna light sport aircraft, which continuously had a crowd of people around it. But there were plenty of other new LSA airplanes, too, at Sebring. Avia brought its A-16 Sport Falcon tandem seat trainer. LSA America exhibited its Czech-built Mystique, which is now available in 80 or 100 horsepower 912 versions. FK Light Planes had its new FK-9, which now sports a foldable wing that allows hangar sharing and easy storage. And RAND showed off refinements to its SLSA S7 and ELSA Super S6. Vulcan Aircraft Engines and UL Power displayed their respective new LSA power plants at the expo. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection plans to start patrols of the border between Canada and the U.S., the longest undefended border in the world, by Predator unmanned aerial vehicles in September. The Predators will be based in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and unless something changes between now and then, that could mean large blocks of airspace along the northern border of the U.S. will be under temporary flight restrictions when the drones are flying. Because UAVs lack autonomous collision avoidance capability, similar flights over the Mexican border in Arizona resulted in a TFR that closed a 300 nautical mile stretch of airspace above the U.S.-Mexican border between 14,000 and 16,000 feet. That TFR was canceled last April after the only UAV operated by the Border Patrol crashed in Arizona. AOPA has been stridently opposed to the UAV operations because the aircraft lack see-and-avoid capability to prevent collisions with other aircraft. The Pilot Association said that the Predator crash proved its point in that the aircraft flying legally below the TFR could have been hit by the disabled UAV. A review of audio tapes and computer records from the Gillespie Tower and Southern California Terminal Radar Control Center shows controllers failed to warn the pilots of two Cessnas of a potential collision, even though the alarm sounded and displayed visual warnings for 51 seconds before the planes collided over La Mesa, California. All three occupants of the two aircraft died when the Cessna 182 and 172 collided in midair, erupted into fireballs, and rained burning debris over a square mile last February 8th. NTSB Chairman Mark Rosenker released a letter outlining safety concerns arising from the accident in July, and the audio tapes and computer records were recently obtained via a Freedom of Information request. In his recommendations, Rosenker urged the FAA to fix the tendency of equipment to give false alerts and to make sure controllers are actually responding to the alerts that do come in by warning pilots of potential danger. The NTSB found 11 crashes in which pilots did not get safety alerts even though the alarms were going off in the tower or center. Rosenker said in his letter that controllers said they tuned out the alarms because they went off so often with no justification. Right back with the rest of today's AvWeb audio cast featuring the latest general aviation news in just a moment.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order now and receive free shipping and learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
Your airplane will have to be equipped with Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, ADS-B, gear by 2020 to have full access to the National Airspace System. Nicholas Sabatini, the FAA's Associate Director for Flight Safety, told an agency workshop last week that the FAA will soon issue a notice of proposed rulemaking that will make ADS-B a requirement to assure access to certain airspace. It's not clear exactly which class or classes of airspace will require ADS-B or whether a new airspace designation is in the works. FAA officials have been publicly touting the benefits of the system for a couple of years, and it's believed to be the pivotal technology for modernization of the air traffic control system. Flight service specialists whose jobs were outsourced or eliminated when Lockheed Martin won the contract to take over the flight service station system will get their day in court after all. On January 8th, U.S. District Court Judge Ronnie Roberts denied the Department of Transportation's application for dismissal of the case, ruling that his court does have jurisdiction over the age discrimination issues raised in the suit. Robert is the same judge who in 2005 refused to delay the transfer of the flight service station system to Lockheed Martin pending the outcome of the suit, saying the employees are not likely to succeed on the merits of the age discrimination claim. But whether he thinks they'll win the case or not, Roberts ruled they should at least have a chance to try. In the ruling, Roberts said he couldn't judge the merits of the case until he's heard the evidence. Both sides have until February 7th to put their cases in order so discovery can begin. About 800 employees were affected by the outsourcing, which is the largest example of contracting ever undertaken by the government. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University on Thursday announced that students will return to classes on January 16th, following a Christmas Day tornado that destroyed or severely damaged a number of aircraft, leveled a maintenance hangar, and rendered unusable the main administration building at Daytona Beach, Florida. All of the aircraft lost to the storm have been replaced with others of the same high quality, and flight training has already resumed. The best way to describe the spirit on campus is onward and upward, said John P. Johnson, president of Embry-Riddle. Some classes and more than 120 employees have been displaced while repairs are made to the administration building. Aircraft maintenance has been temporarily moved off campus, but is still being done at the Daytona Beach International Airport. Now you get the latest general aviation news from AFWeb as it happens at AFWeb.com, along with tons of resources and AFWeb special features like brain teasers, video of the week, picture of the week, and the pilot's lounge, all for the very reasonable low price of free. That's right, check it out at AFWeb.com. And check out the all-new AFWeb Flight Explorer Personal Edition, geared for private pilots and aviation enthusiasts. Comments on this audio cast are welcome at audionews@afweb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit bose.com/headset. Look for AFWeb's next audio cast on Friday, January 19th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AFWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.